In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today.
We see Paul talking about his apostleship in the letter to the Galatians. "For I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel that was proclaimed by me is not of human origin, nor did I receive it from human sources, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. You have heard, no doubt, in my earlier life in Judaism, I was violently persecuting the Church of God and was trying to destroy it. I advanced in Judaism beyond any among my people of the same age, for I was far more zealous for the traditions of my ancestors. But when God, who had set me apart before I was born from his mother's womb and called me through his grace, he was pleased to reveal his Son to me so that I might proclaim Jesus Christ among the Gentiles. I did not confer with any human being, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were already apostles before me." So the gospel was revealed to Paul by revelation. So he writes, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus. These are not Jewish people, but they are un-Jewish people, Gentiles. "To the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful to Jesus Christ." Are you faithful to Jesus Christ today? Are you faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ today? Do you know that he loves you today? Do you know that he's in you if you've been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb? Do you know that he has plans for your life? Do you know those things? Grace to you and peace from God our Father in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, yes, we need that. So I say to you, people who are listening, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. "Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." Do you know today that you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavens? Just as he chose us in Christ when, before the foundation of the world, to be holy and blameless before him in love. You were chosen to belong to Jesus before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world. He just didn't call you in 1995. He chose you from the foundation of the world. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ. How? Through the washing of the blood of Jesus, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in his beloved. Do you know that God floods you with his grace through Jesus Christ? In him, the beloved, we have redemption through his blood. It's always about the blood. We have redemption through the blood of Jesus, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace. Oh yes, we cannot omit the blood of Jesus. We have been incorporated into the body of Christ through the precious blood of Jesus and through the cross that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure that he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in Christ, things in heaven, things on earth, things every place. It is God's will that he gather up all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on the earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we who were the first to set our hope on Christ might live for the praise of his glory. Are you living for the praise of his glory? Do you praise him in the morning? Do you kiss him in the morning? Do you tell him, I love you, Jesus? What do you say in the morning? Do you say these things in the morning to the Lord? In him, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, you were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. I tell you, the gospel needs to be preached so that we will be marked with the Holy Spirit. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life. God did not send the Son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. We who have received the gospel of truth, the gospel of our salvation, believe in Jesus and were marked with the Holy Spirit. He, the Holy Spirit, is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people to the praise of his glory. Do you know that you're one of God's own people? Do you know that you're one of his sons or one of his daughters? Do you know that? Do you know that the blood of Jesus has made you that daughter or that son? Do you know that? Chapter 1, verse 15, Paul's prayer. I have heard of your faith, people in Ephesus, in the Lord Jesus, and your love toward all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. Well, I tell you, Paul remembers you in his prayers today. He is in heaven, and he remembers you in his prayers. And I want to tell you, I remember you in my prayers right now. Lord Jesus, to all who are listening, I ask that you would fill them with the grace of your love, with the grace of your truth, with the grace of your mercy. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation. O God, give us that spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him. Lord, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation as we come to know Jesus, so that with the eyes of our heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What is that hope? That hope is, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's a heavenly hope, but it's also an earthly hope that the heavens would come down upon the earth. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above every rule and authority and power and dominion. Do you know that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father right now? Do you know that he's pleading for you from the Father's right hand? You have a prayer partner. His name is Jesus. And above every name, the name of Jesus is above every name that is named not only in this age, but also the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet. Oh, yes. Everything has been put under the feet of the Lord Jesus and has made him the head over all things for the church. Oh, yes. Jesus is the head of the church. Let me just tell you, when the church acts without the head, it's like a chicken without its head cut off, runs around the barnyard and dies. Our head is the Lord Jesus Christ. The church's head is the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to know that he is our head and we are his body, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. The fullness of him, the pleroma of all that fills the body of Christ who is joined to the head. Do you know that today? Do you know that you've been joined to the head? You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, that's the devil, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient.
Are you obedient? You belong to Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, he did not count himself equal to God, something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. I tell you, and become obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Are you obedient to Jesus today? All of us once lived among them. We were all Gentiles far from God, in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of our flesh and senses, and we were of nature of children of wrath. Why? Because we were not joined to Christ. How do we get joined to Christ? Through the preaching of the gospel and through the blood of the Lamb. Like everyone else, but God, who is rich in mercy, out of great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. You have become alive in Christ. He dwells in you. You have been washed by his blood. You are no longer apart from Jesus. You once were apart from Jesus, but through the power of the gospel and the blood of the Lamb, you have been connected to the head. By grace you have been saved. Yes, we have been saved by grace through faith, and not of works, lest anyone boast. And we are raised up with him and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We right now are in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. I remember seeing these Jehovah Witnesses many years ago, and I told them that I already sat in heavenly places. They said, "Where is it?" And I didn't know where it was. And the wind blew, and my finger was on the sixth verse of the second chapter of Ephesians. And raised us up with him and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. We are in heavenly places right now. We're not only sitting on the earth, but our hearts and our spirits are with Jesus Christ in heavenly places. For by grace you have been saved. Yes, it's the gift of God. Through faith, by grace through faith. And this is not of your own doing. It is the gift of God. It is the gift of God that saves us. Grace. I tell you how the church needs grace. How Father Tom needs grace. How we all need grace. Not the result of works. We weren't saved because of the result of works, so that no one may boast, for we are what he has made is created in Christ Jesus. We've been created for good works, but we are not saved by good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. By grace through faith, and not of works, lest any man boast, but we are created for good works, because we are saved. So then, remember that at one time you Gentiles by birth were called the uncircumcision by those who are called the circumcision. You were called the uncircumcision because you were Gentiles. By those who are called the circumcision, they're the Jews. A physical circumcision made in the flesh by human hands. Remember that you were at one time without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenant of the promise. You didn't belong to Israel, you didn't belong to the covenant, you didn't belong to the promises, having no hope without God in the world. But now, at this moment, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off, uncircumcised, have been brought near, how? By the blood of Christ. For he, the Lord Jesus Christ, is our peace. He's our only peace. The Lord Jesus Christ is our only peace. Do you know that today? That the Lord Jesus Christ is our only peace. And he has peace for us in this moment. He says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives it do I give it. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. My peace I give you." For he, Jesus, is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups, Jew and Gentile, into one, and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, in place of the two, Jew and Gentile, now Jew and Gentile joined to the head of Christ in the church, washed with his blood. We are the same as the Jews now, for we have accepted the gospel, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups, Jew and Gentiles, to God in one body on the cross, through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off, Gentiles, and peace to those who were near, Jews. For through Jesus, both of us, Jew and Gentile, have access in one spirit to the Father. Do you know that you have access in one spirit to the Father? That the dividing law, the dividing curtain was rent in two from top to bottom, and we have access into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus, by the cross of Jesus. So then, you are no longer strangers, Gentiles, and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints, and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of what? The apostles and prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the cornerstone. In Jesus Christ, the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple of God. Jesus Christ head, Jews and Gentiles now, in one body, through the head, and joined to the head, we are the church by the blood of Jesus, in whom you also are built together spiritually into the dwelling place of God. You are the dwelling place of God. You are the dwelling place of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit dwells within you. Yes. You are spiritually the sons and daughters of God through the blood of Jesus and through the cross. Chapter 3. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus. Paul writes this letter in prison for the sake of you Gentiles. He offers up his being imprisoned for the Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you. Yes, Paul was asked to preach to the Gentiles. To the Gentiles he preached, and he gained many, many people for the Lord Jesus Christ. He joined them to the church by the preaching of the gospel. And how the mystery was made known to me by revelation. We see that Christ reveals to Paul on the Damascus Road by revelation that Paul is an apostle and that Christ is the head of the church. Remember what he said, Paul, Paul, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? At that moment, the whole experience of the church came to light, that we persecuted the church and we were joined to the head. His name is Jesus, head and members. As I wrote above in a few words, a reading which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ in former generations. This mystery was not made known to man, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Holy Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. I'm going to repeat that. That the Gentiles, you and I, have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, sharers of the promise in Christ Jesus. How? Through the proclamation of the gospel in the blood of Jesus. Of this gospel I have become a servant according to the gift of God, of God's grace that was given to me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of the saints, this grace was given to me to bring the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ. Oh yes, Paul preached to the Gentiles. I tell you though, before he preached to any Gentile, he would go to the synagogue and he would preach to the Jew first, because salvation is to the Jew first and then to the Gentile, and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. Through the church, through the church, through the church, that this, the rulers and authorities in heavenly places, in accordance with the eternal purpose that is carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in Him. Through faith in Him, we have access to the Father through faith in Jesus Christ, through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the cost of Jesus Christ. We have access into the Holy of Holies. I pray, therefore, that you may not lose heart over my sufferings for you. They are your glory. My sufferings are your glory. Paul experienced persecution by going to jail, and he uses his persecution for the glory of the Gentiles who are now part of the body of Christ. Do you know that today? Do you know that today, that you are part of the body of Christ? That you are part of the church, that Christ is head and members, that God called you from the foundation of the world, before you were even thought of by your mother and father, for they did not even exist. Do you know that Paul has been given a spirit of wisdom and revelation to know the Lord, and he wants to give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation to know the Lord? Do you know these things? Do you know these things? Do you know that you are his and he is yours? Do you know that the blood of Jesus reconciles you to the Father? Do you know that Jew and Gentile are now equal, become one new man to the head of Christ? No longer are there two, but one new man, Jew and Gentile. Jew and Gentile, Jew and Gentile, joined to the head of Christ, Jew and Gentile, making up the body of Christ. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us, brought forth in Bethlehem. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I need to hear from people so we can pay our June bills. It's very important, or else I have to go off stations. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Or go to PayPal, inseason.net, go to PayPal and leave a donation by the grace of God. And may God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.